Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome into a Monday brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology and the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. The let's get it started. Can it be like, is it like a little bit of warmth? I know we've complained a lot about this studio.
Yeah.
I mean, there is breath. You can see it is so cold in here today.
Nah, man, it ain't that bad. I dressed appropriate.
I mean, I know it's going to be warmer later today, so I feel like we try to bank the cool air at our expense. It is, whew, this was like Mark Mangino KU years. You'd roll into the press conference room, which also was their main meeting room for the football team, and it would be like 50 degrees in there. And he contended that the guys would pay more attention if they were cold.
We had teachers like
and
that.
And so it was always like dialed down really cold.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if I swear that we're part of an experiment. We just don't know it.
Well, this experiment's been going on for 8 damn years.
Correct. I mean,
at what point do they pull the plug?
Well, if you do a good study and you continue to get funding.
I thought it was like 3 to 5.
You keep doing that study. So I'm pretty sure we've been guinea pigs.
We don't have the Mangino padding either. So this really isn't
true.
Fair.
It's true. So it's cold. So let's get started. It'll be a little, just a tiny bit less air conditioning. I can request that. Maybe.
Why would you get requests? You're like 48 hours from being out of here.
I know. It's
you want anything else to get off your chest there, Josh?
Well, they're the ones that wanted me to stay.
Okay.
Along with Dusty Likens.
Okay.
I'm Josh Klingler, and Mac Morey is here.
Question real quick.
Morey, by the way.
Morey.
M-O-R-E-Y.
That's it. That's correct.
Morey. I didn't catch it until late. They have misspelled your name.
Oh, I didn't see that.
On the company email.
M-U-R-E-Y?
Email.
Yeah, what were they saying? What were they?
Morley.
Morley. See, I've gotten that before. Yeah.
So Matt took my extra L. It's never in.
You don't get.
They clingered me and they gave it to Mac. So I've donned you an L.
Oh, lovely.
But the email's got it right. But the welcome to, I didn't know if you caught that.
No, I didn't.
I didn't catch it until I looked at it again. I was like going through emails and I'm like, oh man, they spelled his name wrong. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we got to change that.
You need to get that cut from the Joker where he's talking to De Niro. And he's like, Maury.
Maury. Mac Maury is our new producer.
Not a pleasant scene, but he says that pretty dramatically.
Hey, we will talk to Josh Vernier coming up at 8:25 today. Check in for a weekly visit with Vern. We will shout it out at 6:30. It's an outgoing gift to you, the listeners, It'll be here as for a limited time only through the, I guess, the 17th, if not sooner, on the 17th. And then also coming up today, we're going to get our first qualifier to play a little college football 25 in the tournament with 610 Sports Radio. All right. Hy-Vee Arena with Level Up. It's going to take place on July 23rd. That is a Tuesday, and it's an afternoon. So you have to be available to be able to play. Qualifying coming up today at 7:20 for our first qualifier, but we'll have four opportunities today to get you qualified. So be listening coming up at 7:20 for your first chance to get qualified. You're going to take on the 610 Sports Radio host. 24 listeners are going to get to qualify all this week. Prizes include a game console of your choice, plus K-State Missouri tickets and a college football jersey of your choosing, courtesy of Rally House. It's the College Football 25 tournament. 610 Sports Radio, Hy-Vee Arena with Level Up. And so be listening at 7:20 for our first qualifier of the week. The Royals won the finale.
Mm.
But stunk it up against a bad baseball team. And as much as I'm trying, Dusty, not to live in the day-to-day of baseball.
Oh boy.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very stressful, I think. And I don't know. You know, I've tried to be I'm sure you've seen it, just trying to enjoy the Caribbean cruise. And the one thing that this team did so well at the beginning of the season, which put them into the position that they have been in for essentially this entire spring and summer, is that they beat up on, you know, they beat up on the guys they were supposed to, right? Like, They were smashing the White Sox. They held their own against the Tigers. They were beating other bad teams at the time, the Oakland Athletics. And then kind of ever since June's series with Cleveland, right, or ever since the gauntlet, I think is where you can kind of start this thing. And some people might take one side of it and some people might take the other. And again, I'll get to my point, I promise, but I think the main point of this entire opening segment with the Kansas City Royals and what we've seen over the last 3 weeks is that I think we need to go back to what our original expectations might have been. And this isn't, listen, I'm the captain of this Royal cruise ship. I'm all about it. I'm still a believer. I still think there's a lot of good things to come from just this year. But I think the expectations at the beginning of the season, Josh, were to have competitive baseball. And we've talked about this and I've said it 100 times. I'm sure people are tired of me saying it. But we wanted the Royals to be competitive enough or as long until maybe what, Thursday night, September 5th, right? Does that ring a bell? That's Chiefs Ravens, right?
I always said be within squinting distance of the wild card.
Right.
When the wild card mattered.
Correct.
Which is get towards the end where you're like, oh, I got a shot.
Yeah.
Just be in squinting distance.
We're not mathematically out of it yet. Things can happen.
One of those type of things.
And look, I'm not upset with anybody who is, you know, dropped back significantly with their expectations. But again, like once they started getting hot and they started playing really well and you saw the numbers beyond, I mean, wide opened eyes, not squinted eyes. And you're going, okay, we're 5 out of 1st in our own division. Well, this division was supposed to go to Cleveland hands down. And maybe now we're starting to see the separation begin. But there's still potentially a wild card chance, which is house money. There's still a chance that you're competitive until the end of September, house money. And this team is starting to either one of two things. They're either starting to run out of steam a little by little. Now, the pitching still seems to be doing well. Brady Singer shoved yesterday. Cole Reagans, I'm not here to make excuses, but maybe I am, has had two of the worst home run calls in the history of baseball, and they happened in back-to-back starts. That guy's glove definitely got caressed by the fans. Blanco's glove was. And that ball wasn't a home run. In the previous game when he pitched against, I don't know, it was Sunday's game or Saturday's game against whoever it was, Hawaiian T-shirt day. It wasn't a home run. Cleveland. And so whatever, but pitching remains strong. Hell, you got 4 All-Stars, 2 of them are 1-2 punch in your rotation, and Bobby Witt's still a superstar, and things will come together, and they're going to be competitive. Now, when that juice officially runs out, I don't know. I'm going down with the ship, man. I'm George Clooney in the perfect storm. I'll let everybody else get off before I do it. I'm going down with it. I promise you that. I'm here until it's over. But again, I think we have to realize what our expectations were originally, and that was that we wanted competitive baseball. The problem is you can't lose 2 out of 3 against Colorado. You just can't do that. You have to win 2 out of 3. You can't lose 3 out of 4 against Tampa Bay in your own yard. You can't do that. You got, those are the series that splitting is an upset feeling. Now, again, maybe like some people are optimistic, let's get to the All-Star break. Let's, you know, grease up the wheels. Let's redo some things. Let's reevaluate some things. Maybe we don't need to have Michael Garcia in the leadoff spot. Let's go with this. And another spark happens. But again, competitive baseball was A1, day one's goal. You still have a wild card shot, but it's, you know, everything is starting to kind of show its reality. The division, probably Cleveland.
The Guardians are not cooled off.
They're not losing.
They just haven't.
Minnesota ain't losing. And the AL East is getting, you know, they're getting one of those spots because Baltimore and New York will continuously go back and forth. And New York's even in a hiccup right now, and Baltimore doesn't stop losing. So there's one of them. You got to play with Minnesota, and you got to play with Boston, and that's the reality of it. If you want to be competitive until October, then those are the teams you got to aim for. But if you want to have the original goal, it's okay to still relax and have fun. Yeah, it stretches you out, makes you want to have a dart every once in a while watching these guys. But again, you got a trade deadline coming up. You're still competitive, and you're still playing good baseball. We're almost to the All-Star break.
Now, dropping a series to the Rockies is gross. Like, this is the worst team in tied for the worst team in the National League.
Yeah, so you can't do that.
I just feel like I've gotten to the point of the season, like, you can't give up these games. Like, you have to save your losses for good losses.
This was essentially losing to – this weekend was essentially the same feeling as when the Chiefs lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It kind of gave me that same vibe.
Yeah, I want if you're going to lose, like, split with the Guardians or split with Boston or maybe lose 2 of 3 to Boston, but not lose 2 of 3 to the Colorado. Like, you got to take those series and the head to heads. I'll give it to you if those are good teams. And we find out that they're just not good enough to go head to head. They go head to head with those teams and they're good enough. And then they give games away like the first two in this Colorado. So that Colorado team's bad. Like,
terrible.
This is a bad baseball team.
They're the White Sox of the NL.
And so I've gotten to the point where I'm not mad when they lose, but I feel like, oh, don't lose ones you're not supposed to.
Right.
Save any losses for quote unquote good teams.
No, and that's what everybody said is like the beginning of the year. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, let's just, you know, they're beating Oakland. They've beaten, you know, the White Sox 8 out of 9 times. It's like,
good.
That's what you have to do. When the Chiefs play the Broncos, beat them twice.
Yeah, beat the division.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to beat up on the small teams. And again, we'll talk to Vern. Royals a game and a half out behind Boston for the third wild card spot. They're 9 games out of their division. You got to start realizing what is the reality and what was fun. And the original expectations were beat up on the small guys, stay competitive, and that's how you do it. When you go to Colorado and lose 2 out of 3, it ain't good. It's not good. It's like if you looked at the Chiefs' schedule, and I'm just hypothetically putting 2 bad teams in between a good team. If you put Oakland or Vegas, sandwich that between, you know, let's say Green Bay, and then you put on the backside of that the Broncos, and you beat Green Bay, but you lose the other two, you didn't really win anything.
Got 3 games with Boston, so next Monday, next Monday we'll probably come in here and say, man, they just took 2 of 3 from the Red Sox. Anything is possible.
Right.
So next Monday could be totally different because you get a head-to-head with Boston. Coming up, also kind of gross. So the Royals have an off day today, and they're making him go to St. Louis. Like, why didn't you just fly home, let him spend the night in their bed? Heck, travel over the day of it's a night game in St. Louis. Takes about an hour to get there, probably via flight. I think I'd have rewarded my guys a little bit, had them stay home, flew home yesterday, had them stay in their own beds, and then not have to spend an off day in St. Louis. What are we doing to our team? Making them hang in St. Louis for a day?
For a 2-game series and then again another off day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baseball. Am I right?
Yeah. Let them stay at home. We'll ask Dusty if he still wants to trade Singer because, man, he's going. And the Royals get in 4. We'll discuss next. All right, Dusty is still trading Brady Singer. Another great outing. What's that, 4 in a row with a run or less? Or a run, I guess it was a run in each one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leads the league, I thought I heard it, in 1 run allowed games. And now top 10 in ERA, darn near an all-star consideration.
Yeah.
Can't be dealing that. It's a homegrown starting pitcher, Dusty.
Boy, that product's hot, though, isn't it? You want a couple of bullpen arms you can control for a couple years? I could see 2 coming with Brady Singer. Oakland, you want a shiny new piece, or Vegas? Here you go. Here's your ace. We'll take your two studs out of the pen.
I don't know. You don't want part with homegrown starting pitching, man. They've not done a great job of doing that.
Florida.
And if they got a guy, I'm curious to see, because he had the you know, we were worried about the wave, right? Good,
right.
good, bad, good, yeah, bad. He's like flattened out, and it's just been nails.
Right.
He was great again yesterday.
I really like how you're making me look like an ass.
No, I'm just asking, because I'm with you.
You sure you want to trade him? You sure you want to get rid of the best? You got two already in front of him.
Well, yeah, but you got a guy for the, you know, he's still got a couple arbitration eligible years and what have you. You got a guy with control,
right?
And they haven't been good doing that. So I think they'd have a hard time doing it. But to your point, well, one, nobody's untradeable on this team. Really not. I mean, you might. The list may be, I mean, beyond
and
seven.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Salvi, if he would ever get to the point where he wanted to, but probably not. Their list may be longer than, like, our list, right? Our list would be relatively short for the most part. But if you're looking to maximize what can you get the most return on, well, it's somebody who's actually pretty good. And Brady Singer has clearly proven now he seemingly has hit his consistent button again. So he's good.
Yeah, he shoved yesterday. And the thing that was great to see is that he went, what, seven innings, seven strikeouts, but then he was only at like 68 pitches, I think, in like the seventh inning. And that's one thing that, you know, I've always kind of seen Brady as, to give a golf analogy, is that you have that one golfer that's like really good, but if he slices his drive on hole one, a la Brady gives up like a, you know, two-run homer in the first inning, you kind of sense that, you know, that head game is going to move in, and that actual person's talent, you're not going to see to its fulfillment because they're already gone mentally. Brady Singer hasn't been that dude four of his last five starts, which that's a significant amount of sample size for me to see that he's either A, figured it out with Sweeney, who's been great to this pitching staff, with also Watka and, you know, Reagans and Lugo and all these guys maybe feeding into him. Plus, like, how much, and I want to ask you this, how much is Brady Singer's surgence to this year's rotation? How much of it has been like, hey, kid, you're the third guy in the slot. Sorry, it didn't work out as the ace. It's time for you to either figure it out or you're going to have to figure it out elsewhere, because there's a lot of competitive competition that's awesome that works in that Royals rotation. Because what's the one thing that's held truth and sound to this year's team? It's the starting rotation. Mm-hmm. Two of your five guys are in the All-Star game, and you could make a really damn good argument that three should be there. And
just crazy to think about, but
right? So I'd like to also know, like, how much of, like, and I know that, like, you would never hear, like, oh, we see Seth go out there and shove, like, oh, I want to try to do better than that. It's more so like, no, we're a cohesive unit that all works together, and we've said it 100 billion times on After Hours. You always see the shot that Bally's gives whenever a pitcher's night's over. They do the little pitcher huddle.
Love it. I love
right?
the pitcher huddle.
There's a reason why this has been sustainable and successful, and there's a reason why this ship keeps on trucking, and that's because of these starting pitchings. But on the flip side, if you have to have this conversation, I'm sorry, it's just the way that it goes. If you want to add stuff to really make a severe run and you want the top tier talent, you got to give something up. And as much as somebody might be like, well, what if you package together like Melendez and Alec Marsh? Well, if you got a lot of years left on Brady Singer, you got to even double that with Alec Marsh. And there's a chance Alec Marsh might be the next Brady Singer in this rotation. So, again, to get, you got to give. And unfortunately, that's just the way that it works. And right now, Brady is, man, he's hot.
I do understand that, but I just don't think I'm given starting pitching. I think that's too big a price to pay, even in the offseason. Now, if you want an offseason blockbuster, maybe. But they have done such a poor job of doing this that I can't take this.
Right.
He's their developed guy that's in this rotation with two older vets. I mean, say what you want, Walker and Lugo, you got another year and you're going to need something to supplant. So I'm probably going to be super conservative on this one and not be willing to deal him, to say, okay, last year was your past year. All the BS about how the Remember the World Baseball Classic set you back and all those things.
Yeah.
Did they find it? Did he lose it? Whatever. Now the ship is righted. That's who you're supposed to be. And you know, if you're not ever the one again, but you're the stamped in three, great. If that's your three,
yeah.
You're pretty good, because he was probably not far away from getting all-star consideration, except they looked and they're like, wait, you got two starting pitchers already on this all-star?
That's not
rotation?
Fair to
that's
have
pretty,
three.
It's pretty crazy. So four all-stars. It's the now seventh time, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That the Royals have had four all-stars in franchise history, but the first since 2016, of course, when we were all punching votes for people. But getting two starting pitchers in, I think, is as big a surprise and as big a nod as anything for this team. Salvi, you're like, yeah, got to be in. Bobby Witt, clearly got to be in. And then to get both Lugo and Reagans in was unbelievable. When I saw the Reagans tweet yesterday, I was like, I was really excited. Like, wow, you got two starting pitchers in this thing, and Lugo should still be in consideration to start. I don't think he will, but should be in consideration to start the All-Star game. But you got Reagans in there too.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good nod. And that Reagans trade, again, hats off.
JJ.
Those are ones you don't pull off, that don't work. That certainly don't work this close to being made, right? He was a Ranger last year.
World Series champion.
When you made that deal. Yeah. And that actually works. So it's going to be hard, because you're going to hold JJ to that standard like every year. Like, oh, just go pull off one of these deals so you get you make a mutually beneficial trade for everybody and it works for you. Because I don't feel like that the Reagans trades work for a lot of people. You get somebody that they think isn't for them, and they come here and you find out why. You know, you're dealing for Jackson Kowar or one of the 18s. Are Brady Singer going to say it?
Or Texas knew what they had in Reagans, but they knew they had to win a World Series. They were going to do it without an electric closer.
Maybe.
And to give up something, they got something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
And again, I'm not advocating them to trade. I'm just saying their best trade piece as of right now, if you want to make trades, would be Brady Singer.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. I still wouldn't do it. Salvi gets 1,500 hits.
Mm-hmm.
What a job this season of cementing his Hall of Fame legacy. Before the season started, we were asking people about it, and they're like, still got some things to do. And we're like, what? Really? I feel like Salvi was a Hall of Famer. Well, he had to, like, punch these certain tickets. So now he's got 1,500 hits to go with his resume as well. Seven catchers in baseball history with 1,500 hits, 260 home runs. You got to feel like he's going to get 300, right, home runs, and nine All-Star selections. The other six are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Bench, Berra, Carter, Fisk, Piazza, and Rodriguez.
And Yadi will be there eventually.
And Yadi will be there too.
Yeah, so you can count that.
So, yeah, he's in. What a job kind of answering what, I don't even know if it's critics was the right word, but like just that little bit of, I don't know. Well, now it's just, he's crashed the door in a half season to say, yeah, don't forget. No, I was in beforehand, but you guys needed to see this, this, and this. Well, here they are. And he's going to get the 300 home runs before his career is over, too, now. So,
yeah. And he's probably going to get 2,000 hits total.
He's probably chasing 2,000 hits, 300 home runs.
Which is, if that ain't a lock, then I don't know what is. But, yeah, it's been – what's awesome, too, is that, like, you would say he's, what, the second greatest Royal of all time already? Right? It's Brett, nobody else, then Sal. And then Bobby will eventually chase Sal, but he's got tons of time to get there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is a – Salvador Perez is almost an anomaly in today's baseball, because you would guess he's probably going to play his entire career with the Royals. The only time he's ever been linked to a trade was maybe like 2 years ago, maybe last year when Dayton and Chris Getz took over Chicago, and there was a little bit of trade talk with Sal.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of Sal – probably right. Questioning whether or not you want to be here. Yeah.
And then he has the contract that's like, I have a no trade with only like, you know, there's only like three or four teams that I would literally listen to. And then you start to look at the numbers, you look at all the iconic things, the obvious, the hit in the wild card game, the Salvi splash, the charismatic personality. You don't see that anymore in baseball. Like, you don't see guys stick with one team and be successful the way that Salvador Perez has been. Like, this is on the line of, like, a Yadier Molina, right? A Cal Ripken Jr., an Ozzie Smith, a guy that's a – not only is he a team all-star and Hall of Famer, but he's going to be an MLB Hall of Famer, and there was nobody else that got him. And there's a lot of people, almost two generations, that could sit there and be like, yeah, I saw Salvador Perez from day one as a young, skinny lad all the way until he was just a thick dude at the age of 35, retired as a Royal, started as a Royal, and did so much as a Royal. Won a World Series, was competitive, has done a hell of a job with this year's rotation. And you don't see that much anymore in baseball. And it's kind of nice that it's here in Kansas City, because I couldn't find one person that would be like, you know what, I just really don't like that Sal Perez guy. Like, there might be somebody that's like, I don't know, Kyle Isbell seems like he tries too hard. He's not my favorite. Michael Garcia tries to hit home runs. Yeah, people are going to have their complaints that Salvador Perez swings outside the zone. That's been Salvador Perez's whole career. That was Vladimir Guerrero's whole career, right? They're bad ball hitters. But Salvador Perez is one of very few that still exist in today's baseball game.
So Salvi heading to another All-Star game. Bobby Witt heading to his first All-Star game. We'll get into how many we think he'll get a little bit later on.
10.
And we will shout it out. It is back for a limited time only. You text in the topic to 913-586-7610 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. You text a topic, we'll discuss it. It's shouted out next. Back in on a Monday. It is back for a limited time only. I mean limited time only. Eight more times. Yes. I was doing the math here. Clock's ticking. We have eight more editions of Shout It Out.
Eight more. So you have eight more days. No way.
Yeah. This week and then so what? 3 days of next week.
Bob's back Thursday. Is that right?
Correct.
Man. So we only have 3 more days together.
Correct.
Can we have a party on Wednesday?
No. I'm trying to limit the amount of parties.
I'll bring some Little Debbie's in.
Ooh. Okay.
See?
All right.
What do you want?
Okay, that's it. Little Debbie's fine.
Okay. What's your go-to Little Debbie?
I do like the oatmeal cream pies, but not the regular ones.
You're a dirty man.
Like the Sam's ones.
Oh. You got no Little Debbie. No knockoff. Just Little Debbie.
No. They're a Little Debbie, but they got the bigger ones.
Oh, Too much cream pie.
Oh. Don't look at the caloric intake. They are magnificent.
Nutter Butters. Nutty Buddies? Is that the one that has like the waffle?
Wafer?
The wafer crisp chocolate?
Yeah, wafer's good too. Yeah.
And then a solid zebra cake.
It's a good start to Shout It Out.
There you go.
Brought to you for a limited time only. You text in the topic at 913-586-7610 and we will deliver it. I was at the store the other day and actually was not at my favorite Hy-Vee, was somewhere else and needed to pick up some kids needed some of these like snacks. And I asked, and it was a kid, I said, can you tell me where the Little Debbie area is? And he's like, he looks at me, this, I'm like, oh no. He goes, well, what are Little Debbie's? It was one of the, he was like a kid that was being a personal shopper, you know, one of these stores. And I'm like, okay, never. Like Twinkies and Oh, yeah, I think I know where that's at. And then he walked me, he got me to the right aisle. But I was like, was I speaking a foreign language? And I said, the Little Debbie? Every store's got a Little Debbie section, right? But I would say number one, I mean, we're not doing Rushmores, but if we were.
Is that another one of your get out of here? You want to do some lists, too?
No lists. Those are patented, I believe.
Okay.
Well, we might do a top 10 list before we're done.
See how we do here?
We might do that before done. But, Swiss cake rolls, not bad.
But Zebra rolls.
The oatmeal cream pies are dangerous. Dangerous.
Star Crunch. Cosmic Brownie. Ooh, yeah, I forgot about those. Christmas tree cupcake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be a real fat kid at heart. You can tell I'm just like ripping these things off.
Yeah. You're like, just give me the whole
section. And then the one that everybody sleeps on is the strawberry shortcake one. That's like the strawberry shortcake roll. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Like when you peeled off that little plastic strip, there's still a little something left. You do the look around to see if anybody's looking, and then you lick that thing clean.
Shout it out. A Quiet Place. Day one is so quiet. How quiet is it? It's so quiet, if you eat crunchy snacks during the movie, the entire theater can hear every bite. That from the 785. Have you watched the the incarnate, the various quiet places. It's terrifying.
I don't like very to be terrified.
Scary. It's terrifying, and I don't want to see the new one.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm
like,
oh, I'm going.
I do not want to see this one at all. I'm like, that first one got me. Like, you make noise, and you're going to get eaten?
It's over.
Like, no. I try to get out of the house as quietly as possible. I know I don't succeed in that every morning. I'd be eaten right away by the aliens. So no, I'm not. I don't think I'm going to see that first one. For the 785, I don't understand the science behind professional fireworks. You don't understand the science.
Like you have to, like the science of becoming a professional at fireworks.
I mean, I think there's a system to light them off, and you get electronically timed and all those things. You want to be the one that just has the and just let them go versus a science of it.
I think I'd rather
plan it out.
I'd rather watch them under professionalism.
Yeah.
Over, you know, pack it up, Terry. Put it in reverse. I'd rather see a professional.
Reverse, Terry.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of drone shows rather than fireworks shows this weekend. Honestly, huge fan. Way cooler.
I want to see it go boom.
That's fair.
That's not fair. The drones, but yeah, the...
No, you just want boom in general. Yeah. Yeah.
I like
you don't want a drone mishap where one goes spiraling out of control and...
No, yeah. No, the drone thing's awesome. That should be like the appetizer. That ought to get your attention. And then all of a sudden, they like all disperse like flies. And then here comes the, you know... Maybe that's when you just do one big grand finale. That'd be kind of cool.
For the 913, I'm struggling to remember my route to work this morning. We can't help you, but I've been there.
That's called a four-day bender.
In fact, I did go there because I forgot my exit was closed this morning. I took 4 days to remember, oh, yeah, they're working on that.
It's still in progress.
Out of the last 4 days, how many days did you have an adult beverage? Thursday, yes.
Thursday, yes.
Friday, yes.
Friday, yes.
Saturday, yes. Come on.
Saturday, yes. Sunday, no.
Sunday, no.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wednesday, yes.
For the 816, shout out to the Rock Island Trail. My daughter and I got a 20-mile ride in yesterday. Spent some quality time with her. Good job.
You ever been there?
On the Rock Island Trail?
Mm-hmm.
I've been by there. I think there's a couple breweries along the way there. I've seen people ride by it.
Are you bike trail guy or just walk trail guy?
I used to bike a lot more. I don't bike as much anymore.
I got to get a better seat.
I think I'm ready for the engine.
Yeah.
The electric.
Yeah.
The e-bike. I think I'm ready for the e-bike. I don't want to do it under all my own power.
Is that the equivalent of people who say they read a book, but they listen to the audio?
Yeah, maybe so.
Oh, I rode my bike 4.5 miles today on my e-bike.
Just looks so much easier.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Shout it out. I live in Denver. See firsthand how bad the Rockies are. Bad look for the Royals. Man up,
thank
guys.
You.
That from Micah, the 720. I know. They're bad.
I couldn't imagine. Did we not say it was a bad look?
Bad, bad, bad. I don't like their green City Connect jerseys either. Maybe that's a good thing there, but I thought those were ugly.
They looked like all-star jerseys.
From the 816, what's the difference between medium salsa and mild salsa?
Good question, Iguano. I don't know.
I feel like there's a distinct difference between mild and hot. I feel like medium is what it is, kind of a fraud. It's kind of the fraud in the middle.
Maybe there's like a hint of cayenne in medium.
Yeah.
Mild, there's just black pepper.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think the best salsa there is hot margarita salsa, not the chunky kind. I like the blended salsa. You a paste guy?
It's okay. Yeah. It's fine. I'd rather have fresh.
Oh. Okay.
It looks fresher, but it's, you know, the big plastic one.
Oh, it's called fresh?
No, but it looks fresher.
Oh.
It doesn't look like it's in a plastic.
Almost like in the Pico 4.
It's got an expiration date, you know, and everything, you know. Kind of one of those.
Paste Picante doesn't have a...
I don't think so. It's in the area where it's kind of refrigerated.
New York City?
It's kind of my jam.
House of Dragon was lit last night. Oh, you better believe it.
Mm.
I don't know if you're watching that show. But
I'm not.
If you need to get started, season 2 is on an absolute tear.
Our Max subscription, which wasn't free with any of our things, went to regular price. And
so you're out.
I punted it, waiting for the please come back email, which hasn't happened yet, which is kind of disappointing. And daughter's very upset because she's wanted to watch this new one. But
Last night was electric. Last night was like, that's what everybody wanted, I think.
Shout out to Monday after a four-day weekend. What could go wrong? From the 816. Not a lot of productivity today, I'm guessing, either. No one's coming flying back in the office today.
Do you think tonight is a big pizza delivery night? Because you're probably done with leftovers at this point, just because it was on a Thursday, whether you host it or not.
You're tired of what's in the fridge?
Right.
Yeah.
Probably. But you don't really want to cook because today you dragged your ass all through work.
Yeah.
Because it's the Monday after everybody's whatever weekend, whether you had 4 days or 3 days or 2 days or went to the lake or not. You've got to think there's a lot of people getting Chinese food or pizza tonight.
That's a good call.
Is that what you're doing tonight for dinner now?
Probably pizza. Sounds
you're actually
good.
Doing, I'm actually doing crab rangoon pizza.
Nice.
So I'm not.
Oh,
I'm gotcha. Saying you could if you want to knock.
Sure.
Is that a thing?
Knock them out both?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Oh, there's a lot of people that do crab rangoon pizza. It's fantastic. Okay. Yep.
All righty.
Shout out to the 4 day work week. If we all stop showing up on Mondays, we could stick it to the man and make it happen. From the 816. I've shared this story a number of times. It's been a number of years since I've been in college. And that course, Leisure in the Liberal Arts, where that guy was, I thought was a kook at the time, was discussing how a four-day work week was much more productive. Again, I've been in college for a lot of years now. It still hasn't happened.
Okay.
So I wouldn't count on getting a four-day work week. Unless you're doing 4-10s as like at a hospital or something. No one else is in on it. They've tried.
By the way, the 816 wants to let you know, do not eat potato salad 5 days later.
No. That's usually true. If you aren't sure, pitch it.
Yeah. Don't even do this. Like don't even like, do the drive-by with the nose.
Gone.
You don't even need to crack it and smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know damn well when you put that in the fridge. Fourth of July was Thursday.
Ticking. Yeah, it's ticking.
Oh, I mean, today you shouldn't be eating anything.
Yeah.
You potato salad guy, by the way?
I do like potato salad.
I kind of knew. I feel like you're a big potato salad slaw guy.
No, no slaw. I don't like slaw.
No?
Uh-uh.
Not even like a pulled pork Sammy with some vinegar barbecue?
I don't want my slaw.
Oh, baby. I love
Sounds
that.
Good.
No, just the pork.
Just
pickles.
No sauce? Dry?
If they're doing it right, no. I like sauce every day. You know, right? You always say, well, if you're doing it right, you don't need the sauce. Whatever. The sauce is awesome.
By the way, since we're paying homage to you for the next 3 days, I mowed my lawn at 9 a.m. on Sunday. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Just making sure.
Nine's cool.
Okay.
Nine's cool.
I'm just making sure.
Nine's cool.
Because the whole time I was doing it, I was like in my own head. Like I was like,
wait.
What? I was like, Monday I'm going to cling.
You got to wait till 9:05.
Yeah. I'm like, am I okay?
No, you're safe. You're safe.
All right.
You're safe. You're safe.
Okay.
I had to bring back the mowing rules that we were saying.
But yeah.
That'll do it for this edition of Shout It Out. I'll be back tomorrow. Limited time only. Probably about another week. So. Get those questions, those comments in at 913-586-7610. The text line's always open for you, though. I think they can accommodate Chris Jones. Let's do this next. Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. We didn't get into this really last week, Dusty, when things were starting to... This was starting to go around a little bit, but he's kind of floated this out there. And I don't think it's a tremendous ask, but Chris Jones would like a little bit of a break at training camp. And you might say, well, who wouldn't want a break at training camp? We've seen him both ways. One, he didn't have camp at all last year
uh-huh.
and crushed it. And you could say, oh, contract year. But then we've seen him the year before. And you've been up at camp a bunch of times.
Uh-huh.
Remember him 2 years ago at camp?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was ripping it every day. Like, every day. And to the point where you're like, dude, slow down.
Right.
Like, he's...
Was he the one that you could hear in the background?
Yeah, I mean, he's just humiliating people at camp. You know what I mean? Like okay.
Yeah.
He's just a menace. Like, slow down. An absolute beast every day of camp. He says he's approached Andy Reid about... You know, getting him to back off him at training camp, and he said
the veteran discount.
He said, "Yeah, basically a veteran discount," and that Reed's response was he just like stared at him, which is great. He's like, "Oh, okay, I'll take that into consideration." But I think they could probably accommodate things, and I think Andy Reid's also very smart about these things as well. But appearing at his football camp. He said, I've already been talking to Andy about, let me skip out on training camp. I'm a little older, right? I can feel it. I can feel when we have a day on training camp. Give me like 2 days off, one day on, and then maybe we can work something out, you know? I feel like that's a little much. But according to Jones, he's still waiting Reed's final answer. He just looked at me. He says, so the conversation is still ongoing. Well, at least in Chris's mind. I don't know that you can get a day on, 2 days off, but I think that Andy Reid's been very smart. His camps are tough. There's no doubt about it. And probably some still among the toughest when you look around the league and they're all punting. He wants to get a work done when they have work scheduled. But I think he's also smart about not, you know, overdoing people. And Chris Jones, you want to get the full, I guess, remainder of Chris Jones. I think you probably do start thinking about pitch count a little bit with him, don't you?
It's weird to think about that with a 30-year-old athlete, right? But that's football.
Yeah.
I will say Chris Jones is lean. When we were at the red carpet, Kramer and I, and we were doing the little, you know, whatever you call that, little 2-3 interview thing, he stood next to me, and I was like, okay, you look a little bit more like, you know, you've shed some accent. But
he does that, though.
Fluctuates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the year he was going to play end? Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad he's not doing that anymore.
And then they're like, oh, no, he's going to move back inside? Okay. Yeah. Then he put on weight again. I think he can yo-yo a little bit.
But I also think that, I mean, he wants that fireman schedule. 24 on, 48 off. I'm not mad about that. I mean, what does Chris Jones need to show you other than the agility stuff that you have to get, you know, yourself back into when it comes to, you know, especially when you're going for what you're going for this year? You know, how much, like, when do you really turn it on? When does it really start? You know, and I don't think that you don't necessarily need to see Mahomes get out there. I mean, all Mahomes really needs to work on is timing, right? And getting into shape. All Chris Jones needs to work on is getting back to that sort of endurance level. That doesn't take long in St. Joe in the middle of the summer, and we know that. And obviously it works because Andy Reid's track record speaks for itself. So, you know, start out tough, and then when you get to the middle of the season, you're like, oh, yeah, this is nothing. We were used to this back in July of, you know, the end of July when it was 100 degrees outside, heat index at 9 a.m. So, but yeah, you get the veterans discount. I don't see there's anything wrong with it, right? Like, obviously there's going to be days where you're going to, you know, drive up to St. Joe and go see the team practice, and you're hoping that, you know, the guy that you want to see is participating. But again, it's at what point?
I mean, I don't envision a time where you go up there and he doesn't have his helmet and he's standing on the sidelines.
Correct.
But I think you can give him days off within days on.
Right.
Makes any sense? Or reps off.
And, sounds like a John Madden quote.
And back off of him without letting him know it. Also, I'm like, is Chris playing the negotiation game here? Like, I'm going to ask for one on, two off, and they're going to come back and go, how about two on, one off? And he goes, yeah, sure, that's fine. You know, like it feels like he's going for the big ask right out of the chute, knowing that they're not going to do it, but there's a chance they could do the other one.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
You know?
So, but I don't have a problem. I mean, you need him for the season. And yes, when he's participating in camp, he's also a guy that's not, I don't think, very good at turning it off. He's going. And so
sounds a lot like me.
I think this would be the wise play. And I think Andy Reid will probably see it that way too. I'm not going to tell you I'm giving you these days off, but I'm going to back off of you and probably Kelsey, and you know.
That's another one. He's definitely not going to be playing every practice.
No.
Now the first week or so you'll see him all, but then after that it'll start to tear off.
Yeah. You have him run out there, he runs the first rep.
Is Jones the oldest guy on the defense, isn't he? Which is wild to think. Karlaftis, no.
Is Justin Reed on the other side of 30 now?
Is he on the
other? I can look real quick. I think they're probably like the same age.
Yeah, I think they're probably about the right.
The oldest guy on your defense is 30?
Well, it's the NFL, so yeah.
No, that's great. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Because it's not Bolton, Chenault, Tranquil.
Justin Reed's only 27.
Yes, yeah, so I was say he's not 30.
So, yeah.
Tranquil, he's not 30, is he?
No.
No.
So your linebacker core is under. Nobody on the defensive line is older than he is. Corners, definitely not. Safety's definitely not. So, yeah, he's the oldest guy on your defense. Give the oldest guy on the defense a break, Andy.
Yeah.
And come
I think
on
they,
now.
I think they will.
Let him have that Kona ice, that Tiger's blood on the side. God knows if he asked me for one. I'm not saying no. I was his number one enemy 2 years ago. led to him sitting out the whole season. Blame Dusty.
You tried to stand your ground.
It wasn't me. They were already shutting down. He looked at me like it was my fault.
Like, hey, kids weren't buying enough of these.
Sorry.
What do you want?
And then he held out the next year, and it was my fault.
Yeah, yeah.
Now this year he's not going to be to practice when somebody wants it. It's my fault. Put the blame on me. Call me Akon.
I wonder if he asked for that too.
Yeah,
he wants the snow cone again.
Tiger's
and,
blood
and day on, yeah. 2 days off.
That's in his negotiation of his new contract yeah. at St. Joe.
Yeah,
I want 1 day on, 2 days off, and yeah. I want to enjoy a tiger's blood when everybody else is hitting the sleds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's that guy over there's fault that he didn't buy me one 2 years ago. That's where it rooted in my system.
Didn't keep the streak going.
Yeah.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Speaking of Chris Jones, he was...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome into a Monday brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology and the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. The Let's Get It Started. Can it be like, is it like a little bit of warmth? I know we've complained a lot about this studio.
Yeah.
I mean, there is breath. You can see it is so cold in here today.
Nah, man, it ain't that bad. I dressed appropriate.
I mean, I know it's going to be warmer later today, so I feel like we try to bank the cool air at our expense. It is, whoo, this was like Mark Mangino KU years. You'd roll into the press conference room, which also was their main meeting room for the football team, and it would be like 50 degrees in there. And he contended that the guys would pay more attention if they were cold.
We had teachers like
and
that.
And so it was always like dialed down really cold.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if... I swear that we're part of an experiment. We just don't know it.
Well, this experiment's been going on for 8 damn years.
Correct. I mean,
At what point do they pull the plug?
Well, if you do a good study and you continue to get funding...
I thought it was like 3 to 5.
You keep doing that study. So I'm pretty sure we've been guinea pigs.
We don't have the Mangino padding either, so this really isn't fair.
It's true. So it's cold. So Let's Get Started. It'll be a little, just a tiny bit less air conditioning. I can request that. Maybe.
Why would you get requests? You're like 48 hours from being out of here.
I know. It's...
You want anything else to get off your chest there, Josh?
Well, they're the ones that wanted me to stay. Along with Dusty Likens.
Okay.
I'm Josh Klingler. And Mac Morey is here.
Question real quick.
Morey, by the way.
Morey.
M-O-R-E-Y.
That's it. That's correct.
Morey. I didn't catch it until late. They have misspelled your name.
Oh, I didn't see that.
On the company email.
M-U-R-E-Y?
Email.
Yeah, what were they saying? What were they?
Morley.
Morley. See, I've gotten that before. Yeah,
so Mac Morley. My extra L, it's never in.
You don't get.
They clingered me, yeah, and they gave it to Mac. So I've donned you an L.
Oh, lovely.
But the email's got it right. But the welcome to, I didn't know if you caught that.
No, I didn't.
I didn't catch it until I looked at it again. I was like going through emails and I'm like, oh man, they spelled his name wrong. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we got to change that.
You need to get that cut from the Joker where he's talking to De Niro. And he's like, Maury.
Maury. Mac Maury is our new producer.
Not a pleasant scene, but he says that pretty dramatically.
We will talk to Josh Vernier coming up at 8:25 today. Check in for a weekly visit with Vern. We will shout it out at 6:30. It's an outgoing gift to you, the listeners. It'll be here for a limited time only through the 17th, if not sooner, on the 17th. And then also coming up today, we're going to get our first qualifier to play a little College Football 25 in the tournament with 610 Sports Radio. All right. Hy-Vee Arena with Level Up. It's going to take place on July 23rd. That is a Tuesday, and it's an afternoon. So you have to be available to be able to play. Qualifying coming up today at 7:20 for our first qualifier, but we'll have four opportunities today to get you qualified. So be listening coming up at 7:20 for your first chance to get qualified. You're going to take on the 610 Sports Radio host. 24 listeners are going to get to qualify all this week. Prizes include a game console of your choice, plus K-State Missouri tickets and a college football jersey of your choosing, courtesy of Rally House. It's the College Football 25 tournament. 610 Sports Radio, Hy-Vee Arena with Level Up. And so be listening at 7:20 for our first qualifier of the week. The Royals won the finale, but stunk it up against a bad baseball team. And as much as I'm trying, Dusty, not to live in the day to day of baseball,
oh boy,
it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very stressful, I think. And I don't know. You know, I've tried to be I'm sure you've seen it. Just trying to enjoy the Caribbean cruise. And the one thing that this team did so well at the beginning of the season, which put them into the position that they have been in for essentially this entire spring and summer, is that they beat up on, you know, they beat up on the guys they were supposed to, right? Like they were smashing the White Sox. They held their own against the Tigers. They were beating other bad teams at the time, the Oakland Athletics. And then kind of ever since June series with Cleveland, right? Or ever since the gauntlet, I think is where you can kind of start this thing. And some people might take one side of it and some people might take the other. And again, I'll get to my point, I promise. But I think the main point of this entire opening segment with the Kansas City Royals, what we've seen over the last 3 weeks, is that I think we need to go back to what our original expectations might have been. And this isn't, listen, I'm the captain of this Royal cruise ship. I'm all about it. I'm still a believer. I still think there's a lot of good things to come from just this year. But I think the expectations at the beginning of the season, Josh, were to have competitive baseball. And we've talked about this, and I've said it 100 times. I'm sure people are tired of me saying it. But we wanted the Royals to be competitive enough, or as long until maybe what, Thursday night, September 5th? Right? Does that ring a bell? That's Chiefs Ravens, right?
I always said be within squinting distance of the wild card.
Right.
When the wild card mattered.
Correct.
Which is to get towards the end where you're like, oh, I got a shot.
Yeah.
Just not squinting distance.
We're not mathematically out of it yet. Things can happen. Yeah, and
yeah, one of those type of things.
And look, I'm not upset with anybody who is, you know, dropped back significantly with their expectations. But again, like once they started getting hot and they started playing really well, and you saw the numbers beyond, I mean, wide opened eyes, not squinted eyes. And you're going, okay, we're 5 out of 1st in our own division. Well, this division was supposed to go to Cleveland hands down. And maybe now we're starting to see the separation begin. But there's still potentially a wild card chance, which is house money. There's still a chance that you're competitive until the end of September, house money. And this team is starting to either one of two things. They're either starting to run out of steam,
a little by little. Now, the pitching still seems to be doing well. Brady Singer shoved yesterday. Cole Reagans, I'm not here to make excuses, but maybe I am, has had two of the worst home run calls in the history of baseball, and they happened in back-to-back starts. That guy's glove definitely got caressed by the fans. Blanco's glove was. And that ball wasn't a home run. In the previous game when he pitched against, I don't know, it was Sunday's game or Saturday's game against whoever it was, Hawaiian T-shirt day. It wasn't a home run. Cleveland. And so whatever. But pitching remains strong. Hell, you got four All-Stars. Two of them are your 1-2 punch in your rotation. And Bobby Witt's still a superstar. And things will come together, and they're going to be competitive. Now, when that juice officially runs out, I don't know. I'm going down with the ship, man. I'm George Clooney in the perfect storm. I'll let everybody else get off before I do it. I'm going down with it. I promise you that. I'm here until it's over. But again, I think we have to realize what our expectations were originally, and that was that we wanted competitive baseball. The problem is you can't lose 2 out of 3 against Colorado. You just can't do that. You have to win 2 out of 3. You can't lose 3 out of 4 against Tampa Bay in your own yard. You can't do that. Those are the series that splitting is an upset feeling. Now, again, maybe like some people are optimistic, let's get to the All-Star break. Let's, you know, grease up the wheels. Let's redo some things. Let's reevaluate some things. Maybe we don't need to have Michael Garcia in the leadoff spot. Let's go with this. And another spark happens. But again, competitive baseball was A1, day one's goal. You still have a wild card shot, but it's, you know, everything is starting to kind of show its reality. The division, probably Cleveland.
The Guardians have not cooled off.
They're not losing.
They just haven't.
Minnesota ain't losing. And the AL East is getting, you know, they're getting one of those spots because Baltimore and New York will continuously go back and forth. And New York's even in a hiccup right now, and Baltimore doesn't stop losing. So there's one of them. You got to play with Minnesota, and you got to play with Boston, and that's the reality of it. If you want to be competitive until October, then those are the teams you got to aim for. But if you want to have the original goal, it's okay to still relax and have fun. Yeah, it stretches you out, makes you want to have a dart every once in a while watching these guys. But again, you got a trade deadline coming up. You're still competitive, and you're still playing good baseball. We're almost to the All-Star break.
Now, dropping a series to the Rockies is gross. Like, this is the worst team in the National League.
Yeah, so you can't do that.
I just feel like I've gotten to the point of the season, like, you can't give up these games. Like, you have to save your losses for good losses.
This was essentially losing to – this weekend was essentially the same feeling as when the Chiefs lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It kind of gave me that same vibe.
Yeah, I want if you're going to lose, like, split with the Guardians or split with Boston or maybe lose 2 of 3 to Boston, but not lose 2 of 3 to the Colorado. Like, you got to take those series and the head-to-heads, I'll give it to you if those are good teams. And we find out that they're just not good enough to go head-to-head. But they go head-to-head with those teams, and they're good enough. And then they give games away like the first two in this Colorado series. That Colorado team's bad. Like,
terrible.
This is a bad baseball team.
They're the White Sox of the NL.
And so I've gotten to the point where I'm not mad when they lose, but I feel like, oh, don't lose ones you're not supposed to.
Right.
Save any losses for quote unquote good teams.
No, and that's what everybody said is like the beginning of the year. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, let's just, you know, they're beating Oakland. They've beaten, you know, the White Sox 8 out of 9 times. It's like,
good.
That's what you have to do. When the Chiefs play the Broncos, beat them twice.
Yeah, beat the division.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to beat up on the small teams. And again, we'll talk to Vern. Royals a game and a half out behind Boston for the third wild card spot. They're 9 games out of their division. You got to start realizing what is the reality and what was fun. And the original expectations were beat up on the small guys, stay competitive, and that's how you do it. When you go to Colorado and lose 2 out of 3, it ain't good. It's not good. It's like if you looked at the Chiefs' schedule, and I'm just hypothetically putting 2 bad teams in between a good team. If you put Oakland or Vegas, sandwich that between, you know, let's say Green Bay, and then you put on the backside of that the Broncos, and you beat Green Bay, but you lose the other two, you didn't really win anything.
Got 3 games with Boston, so next Monday, next Monday we'll probably come in here and say, man, they just took 2 of 3 from the Red Sox. Anything is possible.
Right.
So next Monday could be totally different because you get a head-to-head with Boston. Coming up. Also kind of gross. So the Royals have an off day today, and they're making him go to St. Louis. Like, why didn't you just fly home, let him spend the night in their bed? Heck, travel over the day of it's a night game in St. Louis. It takes, about an hour to get there, probably, via flight. I think I'd have rewarded my guys a little bit, had him stay home, flew home yesterday, had them stay in their own beds, and then not have to spend an off day in St. Louis. What are we doing to our team? Making them hang in St. Louis for a day?
For a two-game series, and then again another off day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baseball. Am I right?
Yeah. Let them stay at home. We'll ask Dusty if he still wants to trade Singer, because, man, he's going. And the Royals get in four? We'll discuss next. All right, Dusty is still trading Brady Singer. Another great outing. What's that, four in a row with a run or less? Or a run, I guess it was a run in each one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leads the league, I thought I heard it, in one run allowed games. And now top 10 in ERA, darn near an all-star consideration.
Yeah.
Can't be dealing that. It's a homegrown starting pitcher, Dusty.
Boy, that product's hot, though, isn't it? You want a couple of bullpen arms you can control for a couple years? I could see two coming with Brady Singer. Oakland, you want a shiny new piece, or Vegas? Here you go. Here's your ace. We'll take your two studs out of the pen.
I don't know. You don't want par with homegrown starting pitching, man. They've not done a great job of doing that.
Yeah, Florida.
And if they got a guy, I'm curious to see, because he had the you know, we were worried about the wave, right? Good,
right.
good, bad, good, yeah, bad. He's like flattened out, and it's just been nails.
Right.
He was great again yesterday.
I really like how you're making me look like an ass.
No, I'm just asking, because trading, I'm with you.
You sure you want to trade him? You sure you want to get rid of the best? You got two already in front of him.
Well, yeah, but you got a guy for the, you know, he's still got a couple arbitration eligible years and what have you. You got a guy with control,
right?
And they haven't been good doing that. So I think they'd have a hard time doing it. But to your point, well, one, nobody's untradeable on this team. Really not. I mean, you might. The list may be, I mean, beyond
and
seven.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Salvi, if he would ever get to the point where he wanted to, but probably not. Their list may be longer than, like, our list, right? Our list would be relatively short for the most part. But if you're looking to maximize what can you get the most return on, well, it's somebody who's actually pretty good. And Brady Singer has clearly proven now he seemingly has hit his consistent button again. So he's good.
Yeah, he shoved yesterday. And the thing that was great to see is that he went, what, seven innings, seven strikeouts, but then he was only at like 68 pitches, I think, in like the seventh inning. And that's one thing that, you know, I've always kind of seen Brady as, to give a golf analogy, is that you have that one golfer that's like really good, but if he slices his drive on hole one, a la Brady gives up like a, you know, two-run homer in the first inning, you kind of sense that, you know, that head game is going to move in, and that actual person's talent, you're not going to see to its fulfillment because they're already gone mentally. Brady Singer hasn't been that dude four of his last five starts, which that's a significant amount of sample size for me to see that he's either A, figured it out with Sweeney, who's been great to this pitching staff, with also Watka and, you know, Reagans and Lugo and all these guys maybe feeding into him. Plus, like, how much, and I want to ask you this, how much is Brady Singer's surgence to this year's rotation? How much of it has been like, hey, kid, you're the third guy in the slot. Sorry, it didn't work out as the ace. It's time for you to either figure it out or you're going to have to figure it out elsewhere, because there's a lot of competitive competition that's awesome that works in that Royals rotation. Because what's the one thing that's held truth and sound to this year's team? It's the starting rotation. Mm-hmm. Two of your five guys are in the All-Star game, and you could make a really damn good argument that three should be there. And
just crazy to think about, but
right? So I'd like to also know, like, how much of, like, and I know that, like, you would never hear, like, oh, we see Seth go out there and shove, like, oh, I want to try to do better than that. It's more so like, no, we're a cohesive unit that all works together, and we've said it 100 billion times on After Hours. You always see the shot that Bally's gives whenever a pitcher's night's over. They do the little pitcher huddle.
Love it. I love
right?
the pitcher huddle.
There's a reason why this has been sustainable and successful, and there's a reason why this ship keeps on trucking, and that's because of these starting pitchings. But on the flip side, if you have to have this conversation, I'm sorry, it's just the way that it goes. If you want to add stuff to really make a severe run and you want the top tier talent, you got to give something up. And as much as somebody might be like, well, what if you package together like Melendez and Alec Marsh? Well, if you got a lot of years left on Brady Singer, you got to even double that with Alec Marsh. And there's a chance Alec Marsh might be the next Brady Singer in this rotation. So, again,
to get, you got to give. And unfortunately, that's just the way that it works. And right now, Brady is, man, he's hot.
I do understand that, but I just don't think I'm given starting pitching. I think that's too big a price to pay, even in the offseason. Now, if you want an offseason blockbuster, maybe, but they have done such a poor job of doing this that I can't take this. He's their developed guy that's in this rotation with two older vets. I mean, say what you want, Walk and Lugo. You got another year, and you're gonna need something to supplant. So I'm probably gonna be super conservative on this one and not be willing to deal him. To say, okay, last year was your past year. All the BS about how the World Baseball Classic set you back and all those things. Yeah. Did they find it? Did he lose it? Whatever. Now the ship is righted. That's who you're supposed to be. And if you're not ever the one again, but you're the stamped in three, great. If that's your three, you're pretty good, because he was probably not far away from getting all-star consideration, except they looked and they're like, wait, you got two starting pitchers already on this all-star?
That's not
rotation?
Fair to
that's
have
pretty,
three.
It's pretty crazy. So four all-stars. It's the now seventh time, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That the Royals have had four all-stars in franchise history, but the first since 2016, of course, when we were all punching votes for people. But getting two starting pitchers in, I think, is as big a surprise and as big a nod as anything for this team. Salvi, you're like, yeah, got to be in. Bobby Witt, clearly got to be in. And then to get both Lugo and Reagans in was unbelievable. When I saw the Reagans tweet yesterday, I was like, I was really excited. Like, wow, you got two starting pitchers in this thing. And Lugo should still be in consideration to start. I don't think he will, but should be in consideration to start the All-Star game. But you got Reagans in there, too.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good nod. And that Reagans trade, again, hats off.
JJ.
Those are ones you don't pull off, that don't work. That certainly don't work this close to being made, right? He was a Ranger last year.
World Series champion.
When you made that deal. Yeah. And that actually works. So it's going to be hard, because you're going to hold JJ to that standard like every year. Like, oh, just go pull off one of these deals so you get make a mutually beneficial trade for everybody and it works for you. Because I don't feel like that the Reagans trades work for a lot of people. You get somebody that they think isn't for them, and they come here and you find out why. You know, you're dealing for Jackson Kowar or one of the 18s, or Brady Singer, you said.
Or Texas knew what they had in Reagans, but they knew they had to win a World Series. They were going to do it without an electric closer.
Maybe.
And to give up something, they got something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
And again, I'm not advocating them to trade. I'm just saying their best trade piece as of right now, if you want to make trades, would be Brady Singer.
Yeah. I would agree with you there. I still wouldn't do it. Salvi gets 1,500 hits.
Mm-hmm.
What a job this season of cementing his Hall of Fame legacy. Before the season started, we were asking people about it, and they're like, still got some things to do. And we're like, what? Really? I feel like Salvi was a Hall of Famer. Well, he had to, like, punch these certain tickets. So now he's got 1,500 hits to go with his resume as well. Seven catchers in baseball history with 1,500 hits, 260 home runs. You got to feel like he's going to get 300, right, home runs, and nine All-Star selections. The other six are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Bench, Berra, Carter, Fisk, Piazza, and Rodriguez.
And Yadi will be there eventually.
And Yadi will be there, too.
Yeah, so you can count that.
So, yeah, he's in. What a job kind of answering what, I don't even know if it's critics was the right word, but like just that little bit of, I don't know. Well, now it's just, he's crashed the door in a half season to say, yeah, don't forget. No, I was in beforehand, but you guys needed to see this, this, and this. Well, here they are. And he's going to get the 300 home runs before his career is over, too, now. So,
yeah. And he's probably going to get 2,000 hits total.
He's probably chasing 2,000 hits, 300 home runs.
Which is, if that ain't a lock, then I don't know what is. But, yeah, it's been – what's awesome, too, is that, like, you would say he's, what, the second greatest Royal of all time already? Right? It's Brett, nobody else, then Sal. And then Bobby will eventually chase will eventually chase Sal, but he's got tons of time to get there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is a – Salvador Perez is almost an anomaly in today's baseball because you would guess he's probably going to play his entire career with the Royals. The only time he's ever been linked to a trade was maybe like 2 years ago, maybe last year when Dayton and Chris Getz took over Chicago, and there was like a little bit of – there was a little bit of trade talk with Sal.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of Sal – probably right. questioning whether or not you want to be here. Yeah.
And then he has the contract that's like, I have a no trade with only like, you know, there's only like three or four teams that I would literally listen to. And then you start to look at the numbers, you look at all the iconic things, the obvious, the hit in the wild card game, the Salvi splash, the charismatic personality. You don't see that anymore in baseball. Like, you don't see guys stick with one team and be successful the way that Salvador Perez has been. Like, this is on the line of like a Yadier Molina, right? Cal Ripken Jr., an Ozzie Smith, a guy that's a, not only is he a team all-star and Hall of Famer, but he's going to be an MLB Hall of Famer, and there was nobody else that got him. And there's a lot of people, almost two generations, that could sit there and be like, yeah, I saw Salvador Perez from day one as a young, skinny lad, all the way until he was just a thick dude at the age of 35, retired as a Royal, started as a Royal, and did so much as a Royal. Won a World Series, was competitive, has done a hell of a job with this year's rotation, and you don't see that much anymore in baseball. And it's kind of nice that it's here in Kansas City because I couldn't find one person that would be like, you know what, I just really don't like that Sal Perez guy. Like, there might be somebody that's like, I don't know, Kyle Isbell seems like he tries too hard. I don't really, not my favorite. Mikel Garcia tries to hit home runs. Yeah, people are going to have their complaints that Salvador Perez swings outside the zone. That's been Salvador Perez's whole career. That was Vladimir Guerrero's whole career, right? They're bad ball hitters. Salvador Perez is one of very few that still exist in today's baseball game.
So Salvi heading to another All-Star game. Bobby Witt heading to his first All-Star game. We'll get into how many we think he'll get a little bit later on.
10.
And we will shout it out. It is back for a limited time only. You text in the topic to 913-586-7610 on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. You text a topic. We'll discuss it. It's shouted out next. Back in on a Monday. It is back for a limited time only. I mean, limited time only. Eight more times. Yes. I was doing the math here. Clock's ticking. We have eight more editions of Shout It Out.
Eight more?
Eight more.
So you have eight more days?
Eight more days.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. This week and then so what? 3 days next week.
Bob's back Thursday. Is that right?
Correct.
Man, so we only have three more days together.
Correct.
Can we have a party on Wednesday?
No. I'm trying to limit the amount of parties.
I'll bring some Little Debbie's in.
Ooh. Okay.
See?
All right.
What do you want?
Okay, that's it. Little Debbie's fine.
Okay. What's your go-to Little Debbie?
I think this... Well, I do like the oatmeal cream pies, but not the regular ones.
You're a dirty man.
Like the Sam's ones.
Oh. You got no Little Debbie, no knockoff, just Little Debbie.
No, they're a Little Debbie, but they got the bigger ones.
Oh, too much cream pie.
Oh, don't look at the caloric intake. They are magnificent.
Nutter Butters, Nutty Buddies? Is that the one that has like the waffle? The wafer crisp chocolate?
Wafer's good too, yeah.
And then a solid zebra cake.
It's a good start to Shout It Out.
There you go.
Brought to you for a limited time only. You text in the topic at 913-586-7610, and we will deliver it. I was at the store the other day, and actually was not at my favorite Hy-Vee. Was somewhere else and needed to pick up some. Kids needed some of these like snacks. And I asked, and it was a kid. I said, can you tell me where the Little Debbie area is? And he's like, he looks at me. I'm like, oh, no. He goes, well, what are Little Debbie's? It was one of he was like a kid that was being a personal shopper, you know, one of these stores. And I'm like, okay, never. Like Twinkies and oh, yeah, I think I know where that's at. And then he walked me, he got me to the right aisle. But I was like, was I speaking a foreign language? And I said, the Little Debbie, every store's got a Little Debbie section, right? But I would say number one, I mean, we're not doing Rushmores, but if we were.
Is that another one of your get out of here? You want to do some lists too?
No lists. Those are patented, I believe.
Okay.
Well, we might do a top 10 list before we're done.
See how we do here.
We might do that before done. But Swiss cake rolls, not bad.
But zebra rolls.
The oatmeal cream pies are dangerous. Dangerous.
Star Crunch. Cosmic Brownie.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about those.
Christmas tree cupcake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be a real fat kid at heart. You can tell I'm just like ripping these things off.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, just give me the whole
section. And then the one that everybody sleeps on is the strawberry shortcake one. That's like the strawberry shortcake roll. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Like when you peeled off that little plastic strip, there's still a little something left. You do the look around to see if anybody's looking, and then you lick that thing clean.
Shout it out. A Quiet Place. Day one is so quiet. How quiet is it? It's so quiet, if you eat crunchy snacks during the movie, the entire theater can hear every bite. That from the 785. Have you watched the incarnate, the various Quiet Places? It's terrifying.
I don't like
very
to be terrified.
Scary.
It's terrifying, and I don't want to see the new one.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going.
I do not want to see this one at all. I'm like, that first one got me. Like, you make noise, and you're going to get eaten?
It's over.
Like, no. I try to get out of the house as quietly as possible. I know I don't succeed in that. Every morning, I'd be eaten right away by the aliens. So no, I'm not. I don't think I'm going to see that first one. For the 785, I don't understand the science behind professional fireworks. You don't understand the science.
Like you have to, like the science of becoming a professional at fireworks.
I mean, I think there's a system to light them off, and you get electronically timed and all those things. You want to be the one that just has the and just let them go versus a science of it.
I think I'd rather
plan it out.
I'd rather watch him under professionalism.
Yeah.
Over, you know, pack it up, Terry. Put it in reverse. I'd rather see a professional.
Reverse, Terry.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of drone shows rather than fireworks shows this weekend. Honestly, huge fan. Way cooler.
I want to see it go boom.
That's fair.
The drones, but yeah, the...
No, you just want boom in general. Yeah.
I like
You don't want a drone mishap where one goes spiraling out of control and...
No, yeah. No, the drone thing's awesome. That should be like the appetizer. That ought to get your attention, and then all of a sudden they like all disperse like flies, and then here comes the, you know... Maybe that's when you just do one big grand finale. That'd be kind of cool.
For the 913, I'm struggling to remember my route to work this morning. We can't help you, but I've been there.
That's called a four-day bender.
In fact, I did go there because I forgot my exit was closed this morning. I went 4 days to remember. Oh, yeah, they're working on that.
It's still in progress.
Out of the last 4 days, how many days did you have an adult beverage? Thursday, yes.
Thursday, yes.
Friday, yes.
Friday, yes.
Saturday, yes. Come on.
Saturday, yes. Sunday, no.
Sunday, no.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wednesday, yes.
For the 816, shout out to the Rock Island Trail. My daughter and I got a 20-mile ride in yesterday. Spent some quality time with her. Good job.
You ever been there?
On the Rock Island Trail?
Mm-hmm.
I've been by there. I think there's a couple breweries along the way there. I've seen people ride by it.
Are you bike trail guy or just walk trail guy?
I used to bike a lot more. I don't bike as much anymore.
I got to get a better seat.
I think I'm ready for the engine.
Yeah.
The e-bike. I think I'm ready for the e-bike. I don't want to do it under all my own power.
Is that the equivalent of people who say they read a book, but they listen to the audio?
Yeah, maybe so.
Oh, I rode my bike 4.5 miles today on my e-bike.
Just looks so much easier.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Shout it out. I live in Denver. See firsthand how bad the Rockies are. Bad look for the Royals. Man up,
thank
guys.
You.
That from Micah, the 720. I know. They're bad.
I couldn't imagine. Did we not say it was a bad look?
Bad, bad, bad. I don't like their green City Connect jerseys either. Maybe that's a good thing there, but I thought those were ugly.
They looked like all-star jerseys.
From the 816, what's the difference between medium salsa and mild salsa?
Good question, Iguano. I don't know.
I feel like there's a distinct difference between mild and hot. I feel like medium is what it is, kind of a fraud. It's kind of the fraud in the middle.
Maybe there's like a hint of cayenne in medium.
Yeah.
Mild, there's just black pepper.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think the best salsa there is hot margarita salsa, not the chunky kind. I like the blended salsa. You a pace guy?
It's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'd rather have fresh.
Oh. Okay.
It's, I mean, it looks fresher, but it's, you know, the big plastic one.
Oh, it's called fresh?
No, but it looks fresher.
Oh.
It doesn't look like it's in a plastic.
Almost
it's
like in the Pico
It's got an expiration date, you know, okay. And everything, yeah. You know, kind of one of those.
Pace Picante doesn't have a...
I don't think so. It's in the area where it's
New
kind of
York
refrigerated.
City.
It's kind of my jam.
House of Dragon was lit last night. Oh, you better believe it.
Mm.
I don't know if you're watching that show. But
I'm not.
If you need to get started, season two is on an absolute tear.
Our Max subscription, which wasn't free with any of our things, went to regular price. And
so you're out.
I punted it, waiting for the please come back email, which hasn't happened yet, which is kind of disappointing. And daughter's very upset because she's wanted to watch this new one.
But last night was electric. Last night was like, that's what everybody wanted. I think.
Shout out to Monday after a 4-day weekend. What could go wrong? From the 816. Not a lot of productivity today, I'm guessing, either. No one's coming flying back in the office today.
Do you think tonight is a big pizza delivery night? Because you're probably done with leftovers at this point, just because it was on a Thursday, whether you host it or not.
You're tired of what's in the fridge?
Right.
Yeah, probably.
But you don't really want to cook because today you dragged your ass all through work.
Yeah.
Because it's the Monday after everybody's whatever weekend, whether you had 4 days or 3 days or 2 days or went to the lake or not. You've got to think there's a lot of people getting Chinese food or pizza tonight.
That's a good call.
Is that what you're doing tonight for dinner now?
Probably pizza. Sounds
you're actually
good.
I'm actually doing crab rangoon pizza.
Nice.
So I'm not.
Oh,
I'm gotcha. Saying you could if you want to knock.
Sure.
Is that a thing?
Both? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Oh, there's a lot of people that do crab rangoon pizza. It's fantastic.
Okay. All righty.
Shout out to the 4-day work week. If we all stop showing up on Mondays, we could stick it to the man and make it happen from the 816. I've shared this story a number of times. It's been a number of years since I've been in college. And that course, Leisure in the Liberal Arts, where that guy was, I thought was a kook at the time, was discussing how a 4-day work week was much more productive. Again, I've been in college for a lot of years now. It still hasn't happened.
Okay.
So I wouldn't count on getting a 4-day work week. Unless you're doing 4-10s as like at a hospital or something. No one else is in on it. They've tried.
By the way, the 816 wants to let you know, do not eat potato salad 5 days later.
No. That's usually true. If you aren't sure, pitch it.
Yeah. Don't even do this.
Like
don't even
like,
do the drive-by with the nose.
Gone.
You don't even need to crack it and smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know damn well when you put that in the fridge. Fourth of July was Thursday.
Ticking. Yeah, it's ticking.
Oh, I mean, today you shouldn't be eating anything.
Yeah.
You potato salad guy, by the way?
I do like potato salad.
I kind of knew. I feel like you're a big potato salad slaw guy.
No, no slaw. I don't like slaw.
No?
Uh-uh.
Not even like a pulled pork Sammy with some vinegar barbecue?
I don't want my slaw. Mm.
Oh, baby. I love
Sounds
that.
Good.
No, just the pork.
Just
pickles.
No sauce? Dry?
If they're doing it right, no, I like sauce every day. You know, right? You always say, well, if you're doing it right, you don't need the sauce. Whatever. The sauce is awesome.
By the way, since we're paying homage to you for the next 3 days, I mowed my lawn at 9 a.m. on Sunday. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Just making sure.
Nine's cool.
Okay.
Nine's cool.
I'm just making sure.
Nine's cool.
Because the whole time I was doing it, I was like in my own head. Like, I was like,
wait.
What? I was like, Monday I'm going to cling.
You got to wait till 9:05.
I'm like, am I okay?
No, you're safe. You're safe.
All right.
You're safe.
Okay.
I had to bring back the mowing rules that we were saying.
But yeah.
That'll do it for this edition of Shout It Out. I'll be back tomorrow, limited time only, probably about another week. So get those questions, those comments in at 913-586-7610. The text line's always open for you, though. I think they can accommodate Chris Jones. Let's do this next. Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. We didn't get into this really last week, Dusty, when things were starting to go around a little bit, but he's kind of floated this out there. And I don't think it's a tremendous ask, but Chris Jones would like a little bit of a break at training camp. And you might say, well, who wouldn't want a break at training camp? We've seen him both ways. One, he didn't have camp at all last year and crushed it. And you could say, oh, contract year. But then we've seen him the year before. And you've been up at camp a bunch of times.
Uh-huh.
Remember him 2 years ago at camp?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was ripping it every day. Like, every day. And to the point where you're like, dude, slow down.
Right.
Like, he's...
Was he the one that you could hear in the background?
Yeah, I mean, he's just humiliating people at camp. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Yeah.
He's just a menace. Like, slow down. An absolute beast every day of camp. He says he's approached Andy Reid about, you know, getting him to back off him at training camp. And he said
the veteran discount?
He said, yeah, basically a veteran discount. And that Reid's response was he just, like, stared at him, which is great. He's like, oh, okay, I'll take that into consideration. But I think they can probably accommodate things. And I think Andy Reid's also very smart about these things as well. But appearing at his football camp, he said, I've already been talking to Andy about let me skip out on training camp. I'm a little older, right? I can feel it. I can feel when we have a day on training camp. Give me like 2 days off, 1 day on, and then maybe we can work something out, you know? I feel like that's a little much, but according to Jones, he's still waiting Reed's final answer. He just looked at me, he says. So the conversation is still ongoing. Well, at least in Chris's mind. I don't know that you can get a day on, 2 days off, but I think that Andy Reid's been very smart. His camps are tough. There's no doubt about it. And probably some still among the toughest. When you look around the league and they're all punting, he wants to get a work done when they have work scheduled. But I think he's also smart about not, you know, overdoing people. And Chris Jones, you want to get the full, I guess, remainder of Chris Jones. I think you probably do start thinking about pitch count a little bit with him, don't you?
It's weird to think about that with a 30-year-old athlete, right? But that's football.
Yeah.
I will say Chris Jones is lean. When we were at the red carpet, Kramer and I, and we were doing the little, you know, whatever you call that little 2-3 interview thing, he stood next to me and I was like, okay, you look a little bit more like, you know, you've shed some accent, but
he does that though.
Fluctuates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the year he was going to play end? Oh my gosh.
I'm glad he's not doing that anymore.
And then they're like, oh no, he's going to move back inside. Okay. Yeah. Then he put on weight again. I think he can yo-yo a little bit.
But I also think that, I mean, he wants that fireman schedule, 24 on, 48 off. I'm not mad about that. I mean, what does Chris Jones need to show you other than the agility stuff that you have to get, you know, yourself back into when it comes to, you know, especially when you're going for what you're going for this year, you know, how much, like, when do you really turn it on? When does it really start, you know? And I don't think that you don't necessarily need to see Mahomes get out there. I mean, all Mahomes really needs to work on is timing, right? And getting into shape. All Chris Jones needs to work on is getting back to that sort of endurance level. That doesn't take long in St. Joe in the middle of the summer, and we know that. And obviously it works because Andy Reid's track record speaks for itself. So, you know, start out tough, and then when you get to the middle of the season, you're like, oh, yeah, this is nothing. We were used to this back in July of, you know, the end of July when it was 100 degrees outside, heat index at 9 a.m. So, but yeah, you get the veterans discount. I don't see there's anything wrong with it, right? Like, obviously there's going to be days where you're going to, you know, drive up to St. Joe and go see the team practice, and you're hoping that, you know, the guy that you want to see is participating. But again, it's at what what point?
I mean, I don't envision a time where you go up there and he doesn't have his helmet and he's standing on the sidelines.
Correct.
But I think you can give him days off within days on.
Right.
Makes any sense? Or reps off.
And, sounds like a John Madden quote.
And back off of him without letting him know it. Also, I'm like, is Chris playing the negotiation game here? Like, I'm going to ask for one on, two off, and they're going to come back and go, how about two on, one off? And he goes, yeah, sure, that's fine. You know, like it feels like he's going for the big ask right out of the chute, knowing that they're not going to do it, but there's a chance they could do the other one.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
You know?
So, but I don't have a problem. I mean, you need him for the season. And yes, when he's participating in camp, he's also a guy that's not, I don't think, very good at turning it off. He's going. And so
sounds a lot like me.
I think this would be the wise play. And I think Andy Reid will probably see it that way too. I'm not going to tell you I'm giving you these days off, but I'm going to back off of you and probably Kelsey and, you know.
That's another one. He's definitely not going to be playing every practice.
No.
Now, the first week or so, you'll see him all, but then after that, it'll start to tear off.
Yeah. You have him run out there. He runs the first rep.
Is Jones the oldest guy on the defense, isn't he? Which is wild to think. Karloftis, no.
Is Justin Reed on the other side of 30 now?
Is he on the
other? I can look real quick. I think they're probably like the same age.
Yeah, I think they're probably about the right.
The oldest guy on your defense is 30.
Well, it's the NFL, so yeah.
No, that's great. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Because it's not Bolton, Chenault, Tranquil.
Reed's only 27.
Yes, I was say he's not 30. So, yeah. Tranquil, he's not 30, is he?
No.
No.
So your linebacker core is under. Nobody on the defensive line is older than he is. Corners, definitely not. Safety's definitely not. So, yeah, he's the oldest guy on your defense. Give the oldest guy on the defense a break, Andy.
Yeah.
And come on now.
I think they will.
Let him have that Kona ice, that Tiger's blood on the side. God knows if he asked me for one. I'm not saying no. I was his number one enemy 2 years ago. Sitting out the whole season. Blame Dusty.
You tried to stand your ground.
It wasn't me. They were already shutting down. He looked at me like it was my fault.
Like, hey, kids weren't buying enough of these.
Sorry.
What do you want?
And then he held out the next year, and it was my fault.
Yeah.
Now this year he's not going to be able to practice when somebody wants it. It's my fault. Put the blame on me. Call me Akon.
I wonder if he asked for that too.
Yeah.
He wants the snow cone again.
Tiger's
and,
blood.
And day on, yeah. 2 days off.
That's in his negotiation of his new contract at St. Joe.
I want
1 day on, 2 days off, and I want to enjoy a Tiger's blood with everybody else hitting the sleds.
Yeah.
And it's that guy over there's fault that he didn't buy me one 2 years ago. That's where it rooted in my system.
Didn't keep the streak going.
Yeah.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Speaking of Chris Jones, he was...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.